Just to let you know, they've started digitally recording the sermons, so they're going to get a website and start posting them, and you can go check it out if you missed a Sunday or things like that.
我们现在要开始数位录音，我们每个礼拜的讲道，如果你没有听到的话，也可以上网，我们网络上面会放这个录音。
And we thank Larry, Aaron, and then Miles. Are you going to help now? Is that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
谢谢 Larry, Aaron 还有 Miles， 他们现在要开始帮我们录音，他们都会帮我们录音。
Can someone turn the light? Jan, could you? Oh, Aaron's going to do it. Now today's passage we're going to read is a short passage, but the sermon I'm going to preach is a little bit longer than usual.
今天要看的经文比较短，但是我今天讲的会比较长。
So, you know, I got to balance it out there. So everyone turn to Matthew, turn to the book before Matthew. Turn to Malachi.
大家翻到马太福音的前一书，马拉基书。
So it's the last book of the Old Testament. And turn to the last chapter, Malachi chapter 4.
那是旧约的最后一书，我们要看的是旧约最后一书的最后一章。
If you don't have a Bible, there looks like there are three left back there, so you can go grab one back in the back on the table.
如果你没有圣经的话，后面桌上还有三本，可以到后面去拿。
So is everyone there? Malachi chapter 4.
大家都翻到马拉基书第四章了吗？
I want us to read it together.
我希望我们是要大家一起来念这段经文。
We'll read English and then Chinese.
先读英文，再念中文。
Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 to the end. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. And you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall. Then you will trample down the wicked. You will be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day when I do these things, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses and the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to children, hearts of their children to the fathers, or else I will come and strike the land with the curse. And then in Chinese.
中文第一节，万军之耶和华说，那日临近，势如烧着的火境，凡狂傲和行恶的，必如碎铠，在那日必被烧尽，根本枝条亦无存留，但你们敬畏我民的人， 必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。你们必出来跳跃，如圈里的肥犊。你们必践踏恶人，在我所定的日子，他们必如灰尘在你们脚掌之下。这是万军之耶和华说的。你们当纪念我仆人摩西的律法，就是在我在何烈山为以色列众人所吩咐他的律例典章。 看哪，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来咒诅遍地。How many of
you read this passage in the past year?
过去这一年有多少人读过这段经文？
Ooh, I got a few hands raised.
不错，有几个人。
Are you on the read through the Bible in a year?
但是你是在一年读圣经一遍那种形式表才读完的吗？
That's sometimes a good thing, a good system to do, because you'll actually get to these passages. It's not something you would get to commonly.
不错，如果你是一年读一遍圣经的话，你就会读到这一段。不过这段不是我们一般会去读的。
Now, this kind of passage might seem a little bit obscure.
这段经文看起来有点隐晦。
If you're reading through the Old Testament, you'll get to the prophets, and then in the beginning there's a little bit of excitement, but then later on you'll get tired maybe, and you'll start flipping towards Matthew.
大家如果是要把旧约读过一遍的话，一定会读到先知书。一开始的时候可能觉得蛮兴奋的，可是读到一半就可能不耐烦了，赶快想翻到马太福音。
And so Malachi and those short prophets at the end will probably get skipped.
所以马拉基书这短短的先知书可能就会被你忽略了。
But I think the people to whom Malachi was talking to were very much like we are today.
可是马拉基，先知马拉基在这里，他讲话的对象跟今天的我们很像。
We might not think we have a similar experience.
我们可能不觉得说我们跟马拉基书，马拉基告诫的这些人有什么相似之处。
Now these were Israelites who had just come back from exile.
这些以色列人他们刚流亡了好几年，现在他们回到故乡。
They were in exile 70 years.
他们流亡了70年。
Just think about if you had to leave Taiwan for 70 years.And I guess it'd be your children mostly that would come back, or you'd come back as some old man or something.
想象一下，如果你流亡，你离开台湾流亡了七十年，那你再回来的时候，你可能都已经年纪一大把了，或者再回来的人是你的孩子。
So, but they were in exile, and then they were set free to return.
不过这些以色列人，他们流亡那么久之后，现在他们获得自由，回到故乡。
And you can read about it in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah.
在以斯拉记、尼希米记都可以读到这段历史。
They returned home and rebuilt the temple that had been destroyed. They rebuilt the walls in Jerusalem.
他们回到他们的故乡，重建圣殿，重修城墙。
If you can think about a time like that, that's a great and exciting time when you're building up the nation again.
你想想看，那个时代是多么令人兴奋的时代，他们在重建他们的国家。
And they're finally free to worship God without any interference.
他们终于可以自由地敬拜神，没有人会来干涉他们。
And so they get all these things done.
所以他们就把这些步骤都进行过。
And then they get on with their life.
然后这些城墙盖完了等等，他们就又回到日常的生活。
They didn't get on with the life of worshiping and serving God.
他们过的不是继续敬拜神，不是以神为喜悦的日子。
They got on with the normal things of life, the daily life.
他们开始操心的是日常生活的大小琐事。
Planting old vineyards, buying property, making money.
种葡萄园，买土地，赚钱。
You know, wedding celebrations, all those kinds of things.
准备婚礼等等。
They didn't have to go to school like most of us had to do.
他们跟现代人不一样，不用去学校。
But everything else is pretty similar to us today. Just getting on with daily life.
可是他们过日常生活 的方式跟现代人其实没有什么两样。
And the thing is, Christians today are very much like that.
今天的基督徒跟他们也很像。
Now, when you first become a Christian, there's a lot more excitement.
大家刚变成基督徒的时候都感到很兴奋。
You've had a kind of experience of freedom from exile.
那种感觉就好像是从流亡回来获得自由一样。
Because in the beginning of your life, you didn't know God.
因为你一开始的时候不认识神。
And at some point during your life, God brought you to see a problem and brought you to notice your sin and your need for Him.
可是神会逐渐带领你，让你看到你生命中有很大的问题，你感受到你的罪，感受到你需要神。
And at that point when God was bringing you along, you were probably feeling pretty miserable about life. And then someone comes and shares the gospel with you.
那神开始在你身上做工的时候，你可能会觉得日子过得非常悲惨。可是就在这个时候，有人来跟你传福音。
And after feeling so burdened, and you hear the gospel, and you just felt like, what freedom!
你一直背负这么重的重担，然后现在有人来跟你分享福音了，你觉得哦，这是多么大的自由啊！
So at the beginning of your life as a Christian, it's kind of exciting. You get introduced to all the things that church are about.
所以你开始成为基督徒的时候，你开始认识教会的一切，这一切都让你感到很兴奋。
Now, some of you might have become a Christian right here in this church.
有些人可能就是在这个教会变成基督徒的。
But for a while, when you just first get introduced to church, you're learning all the things that go on, and you're learning all the how to sing all the songs and do all the different activities.
可是你刚来教会的时候，你就是慢慢熟悉教会的一切，学唱新的歌，然后学习教会的一切运作。
It's new. It's exciting.
每件事都是新的，都让你很兴奋。
You'll be up front sometimes. You might go up front to get baptized.
那你可能就后来会决定要来前这边受洗。
And then all of a sudden, at some point, you just start getting on with your life.
可是这样过了一阵子之后，突然间你又开始生活又恢复平淡。
In the last book of the Bible, at the beginning of Revelation, the Apostle John talks about a church that has lost its first love.
我们看最后启示录里面，使徒约翰他谈到一个教会，这个教会失去了起初的爱。
And that's what happens to Christians a lot of time. They begin to lose their first love and their first excitement for what happened to them.
对基督徒来讲也是有相同的情况，他们很容易忘记他们起初的爱，起初的兴奋。
And the same thing was going on. This is what Malachi was addressing of the Israelites at that time.
现在马拉基告诫的这群人，他们的情况也是如此。
Now, how do you know if you're in that situation?
我们要怎么知道我们已经陷入这种情况里了？
You can ask yourself a question to test: Have I gotten to that point of losing my first love?
你可以问你自己几个问题，来看看，来反省你自己是不是已经失去了起初的爱。
Ask yourself, what do I long for?
你问自己，你最期待的、最想要的是什么？
When I wake up in the morning, what am I looking forward to?
你每天早上起床的时候，你最期待、最渴望的是什么？
And as I look over the weeks to come, what am I excited about?
那你看，接下来的几个礼拜，你觉得有什么令你期待的事吗？
Now, as I was asking you that question, did any of you think in your mind, heaven?
我在问这个问题的时候，可能当中有几位弟兄姐妹想的是天堂。
Anyone raising their hand?
有人是想天堂的吗？举手好吗？
No one. Oh, Aaron was thinking about that. Oh, you thought that's what you should.
我觉得我应该这么想，我应该是想天堂。
Now, if you've had a really bad life, you will definitely long for heaven.
如果你的日子过得很辛苦，你就会很期待天堂的来临。
And actually, that can be a benefit of suffering because it gives you the right priorities.
这就是受苦的好处之一，因为它让你知道生活中最重要的是什么。
But most of us, we probably were thinking something different.
可是对大部分的人来讲，我们想要的东西可能不是天堂。
Now, if you're in high school, you're probably doing something like longing to get away from your parents' house.
如果你是高中生的话，你可能想要赶快脱离你父母，到外面去住。
Or you start longing for a mate.
或者你想要交男女朋友。
Or you just, well, if it's a girl, it would be a 男朋友, right?
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yeah,
oh, sorry.
男女朋友
I must have missed it, sorry. Or maybe what you're excited in longing about is, I want to figure out what I'm going to do about my life.
或者你会很想要知道说你未来要做什么职业。
Now, if you're an adult, maybe you've got all those things sorted out.
可是如果你已经是成年人了，可能这一切都对你来讲都是过去式。
So I bet if you're an adult, you're probably longing to retire.
所以如果你是成年人，你想要可能是想要赶快退休。
Especially in Taiwan, you're thinking about moving to one of those beautiful mountain communities.
如果你住在台湾的话，你可能会很想搬到山上的那个社区里面。
You know, where it's cooler, where the air is fresher than Taipei, and where they have lots of, you know, swimming, exercise, all kinds of things you can do.
那边空气好，又比较凉爽，而且有很多休闲设施可以让你去享受。
Brooks and Emily went with me and Helen last week to the Lotus Hill Church.
Brooks, Emily, 还有 Helen 上个礼拜跟我一起到水莲山庄的教会里面。
Now our sister church in Lotus Hill has a little better setup than we do.
我们的姐妹教会是垂帘山庄那个姐妹教会，
A better setup.
他们教会的布置比我们好一点。
We didn't have time, so I didn't get to show Brooks and Emily, but there's like all kinds of wonderful little things set up at that community.
我没有时间跟 Brooks 和 Emily 介绍那个社区，可是那个社区里面有很多很棒的休闲设施。
But a lot of people when they're older, and they've got their work done and all that, they're thinking about moving to a place like that.
所以有些人年纪大退休以后就会想要搬到像那种山里面的社区。
Now that tells you where your heart is.
这样子其实我们就 可以让我们想想我们生命中最重要的是什么。
Yeah, it tells you what's really important.
就是让你知道你生活中的最重要的是什么。
Now, I think sometimes I get into this mode, and because Taipei is so crowded, I'm longing to be by myself up in the mountains with the wind blowing over the grass and not one sound of any other person anywhere.
有时候我可能觉得我其实会想去山里面买一栋房子，因为台北实在是太拥挤了。我是希望买的房子四边有草原，有风吹，然后都没有人声。
So at the point where Malachi the prophet was sent to the Israelites, they had gotten all their things sorted out, and they were just getting on with the good things of life.
神派遣马拉基到以色列人当中去的时候，那时候的以色列人就是他们那些大事情都已经经历过了，他们现在的生活就是日复一日的平凡的生活。
And I hope Malachi is really short, so I hope maybe some of you will go home today and just read the whole book.
马拉基书短短的而已，所以希望今天大家回家以后花时间把它读一遍。
And when you notice, you'll notice. When you read it, you'll notice something.
你读马拉基书的时候，你会注意到一些事。
One big thing God focuses on is the fact that their worship of God is half-hearted.
你会注意到神在这边他要告诉以色列人，就是他们并没有全心全意的来敬拜神。
They would make promises to God, but it would just be, they would do the things halfway.
他们对神许下承诺，可是他们没有全心全意的来实践他们的承诺。
It's like when they were in exile, they were longing for their return to Israel and to their homeland. And then when they got there, they forgot all about that longing.
就他们以前在外流亡的时候非常的渴望回到他们的故乡，可是他们一回到故乡以后，他们就忘记那种渴望的心情。
Well, I think in today's world, in today's culture, we don't even know how to long for things anymore ourselves.
可是在现代社会，现在这种文化里面，我们都已经忘记渴望是什么感受了。
Yeah, I think all of you have, and I have too, have lost this sense of joy of receiving something we've longed for a long time and finally get it.
我们以前收到好，我们很期待很久的东西的时候，都会非常的喜悦。可是我想现在几乎大家都已经忘记这种喜悦的感觉了。
You don't need to wait.
因为根本就不用等啊。
Just go and buy it.
去买就有了。
We're a wealthy society.
台湾是一个很富有的社会。
Especially if you're adults. Now children know a little bit about waiting for things.
大人要什么东西就可以去买，那小孩子可能还有一点这种喜悦。
They have to give their parents hints, for the things they want for Christmas.
他们圣诞节想要一些礼物，那他们可能会给父母一些暗示。
I mean, maybe some of them are making money, but most of them have to depend on their parents' money, so they got to wait.
有些年轻人已经会赚钱了，可是还是大部分经济还是要仰赖父母。
But I think even then, most parents, when the child says, I want this, just go out and buy it for them right then too.
可是我想现在很多父母，小孩子一要什么，他们马上出去买给孩子。
People have everything.
真的是一无所缺。
And this kind of immediate gratification has been a habit.
这种立刻要满足已经变成一种习惯了。
Why do people take drugs?
为什么有人会去吸毒呢？
Because they don't want to work through a problem.
因为他们不想要去面对问题。
And they want to feel good, no matter what the cost of feeling good. They just want to feel good immediately.
他们只想要觉得心情好，不管代价是什么。
People don't wait for marriage anymore.
也不期待婚姻了。
They'll move in with their boyfriend or girlfriend.
反正就是跟男女朋友同居。
Or they will turn to magazines or to the internet.
或者买杂志上网找朋友。
You see how much gratification, immediate gratification has become a habit.In our world.
所以我们可以看到这种立刻要满足已经变成很多人的习惯了。
The thing about that is, things that you get so quickly, these kind of things also very quickly stop being satisfying to you.
可是问题就出在你这么快就得到满足，可是你得到这些东西，这些东西却没办法长久的满足你。
Now there's a movie, its sequel has already come out, and there's a third coming out called Pirates of the Caribbean.
有一部电影就是《加勒比海盗》，就是《神鬼奇航》第二集，第三集也快出来了。
And there's a really telling moment in the movie.
在那个电影里面有一幕非常具有启示性。
And it made such a big impression on me, I might have even used it as an example in a past sermon. But a lot of you are new, so you might not have heard it yet.
我对这幕印象太深刻了，可能之前讲到的时候就有讲过。
So, but I'll say it again.
可是我再讲一次。
The pirates had stolen some gold treasure.
那些海盗他们偷了黄金宝藏。
And the more they spent that treasure they had stolen, the more they realized the treasure was under a curse.
可是他们花越多这些宝这个宝藏里面的钱，他们就发现这个宝藏是带咒诅的。
They used that money to get food and to get drink and to get women, anything they wanted.
他们用这些宝藏的钱去买酒、买食物、买女人、买他们一切想要的。
But the curse of that treasure was that the more they spent it, the less and less satisfying would be the things they could buy with it.
可是这宝藏的咒诅就是你越花这些钱你所买到的东西就越不能满足你。
And so there's a scene where one of these old pirates is looking at a captive.
所以有一幕就是一个老海盗他在看他的俘虏吃东西。
And that captive is really really hungry and just eating and really enjoying the food that was given to her.
那俘虏已经快饿死了拼命的吃他们给他的东西。
And then she's eating and then all of a sudden she noticed this pirate looking at her.
那他在狂吃的时候，他突然间发现那个老海盗盯着他看。
And she looks up, and the pirate tells her that everything they eat now is nothing but ashes in their mouths.
那个俘虏就看那个海盗，结果那海盗跟他说，他们现在吃下去，不管吃什么，都很像在嚼灰烬一样。
They can't taste anything. They can't feel the warmth of anything anymore.
对他们来讲，食物已经完全没有味道，他们也感受不到食物的温暖。
It's nothing but ashes.
就像在嚼灰烬一样。
And see, our lives are getting like that.
我们的生命也逐渐变成如此。
Now, I'm not going to give you a solution right here.
我不是要，今天不是要给大家一个解决之道。
I'm not saying, okay, to solve this problem, you gotta, every month, you gotta pick five things that you're gonna make yourself wait for.
我不是要告诉大家说，好，你要重拾你渴望的心情，你就要每个月找出五个你会渴望的东西。
Because that's not gonna help.
因为这样没有帮助。
There's a deeper problem and a deeper need.
因为我们内心有更深的渴望和需求。
You and I really are like children, and we're dependent on someone else.
我们大家都像孩子一样，我们都仰赖某人。
You're dependent on God.
我们都仰赖上帝。
And the Bible's teaching is that God is good, and you should look to Him.
圣经告诉我们，神是良善的，我们应该仰赖他。
And God will give you your daily needs.
神就会供应你每天所需。
But the Bible's teaching also is there are certain things that you will have to wait for.
可是圣经也告诉我们，有些事情我们就是要去等待。
You have to wait for a time to come to get them.
等待时机来临才能够得到这些。
Just like children.
就像孩子一样。
Parents feed their children every day, but the children have to wait for Christmas presents.
父母当然会喂孩子，可是小孩如果要圣诞节礼物，他们就要等待。
Now I haven't referred much to Malachi 4 yet.
我到现在为止还没有讲很多马拉基书四章的
内容。Have you begun to notice how this is relating to that passage?
可是大家有看出来我刚讲的跟今天的经节有什么关联了吗？
It talks about a day to come, the day of the Lord.
因为马拉基书四章是告诉我们主的日子的来临。
And actually, you know,If you read this whole Bible is talking about this day of the Lord.
你如果看整本圣经，它讲的不外是主的日子。
Now, how many of you have a concordance in the back of the Bible?
大家圣经后面有没有索引？
Maybe you don't. It's good to get one sometimes because it's interesting.
如果没有的话，可以去买一本有索引的圣经，那很有趣。
If you had a really good concordance and you went around and looked up.The phrase, the day of the Lord, you would find a lot of references to it.
如果你在索引里面找主的日子，你可以发现圣经里面有很多地方谈到这一点。
And just so Malachi 4 says, the day of the Lord is coming.
马拉基书四章讲的也是主的日子的来临。
Now there are two basic things that are going to happen on that day.
主的日子来临，基本上会有两件事情发生。
So you should look back at the passage now.
我们先来看经文。
And these are the things you have to wait for, just like,Kids have to wait for their Christmas presents.
我们就是要期待这些事情发生，就好像孩子期待圣诞节礼物一样。
There's one thing in verse 2, and there's one basic thing in verse 3.
在第二节和第三节分别谈到这两件事。
Can you see it?
大家有看出来是什么吗？
So what are two things that are going to happen on that day?
这天会有哪两件事情发生呢？
There are two things.
有两件事。
Son of righteousness will rise, and what else?
公义的日头会出现，还有什么？
They trample the wicked.
践踏恶人。
Something happens to the wicked. There's a fire.
这些恶人会遭遇到什么事？他们会被火焚烧。
And the wicked will be burned up in the fire.
他们会被火烧。
Let me rephrase what that means.
这句话是什么意思？
It means final justice will come. God's vengeance will come.
这代表最后的公义，神的复仇会来临。
And then the second thing is there's something good there, which Emily mentioned. The Son of Righteousness will rise.
另外一件事是好事， Emily 讲到的，就是公义的日头会出现。
So final justice and then final redemption.
所以是最后的公义，最后的救赎。
Now these days, I think it's pretty easy to miss the significance of Malachi 4.
我们今天都很容易忽略了马拉基书的重要性。
It's a prophecy of a series of long-awaited and deeply needed desires in your heart.
这部书是一个先知书，它预告了我们最期待、最渴望的东西。
And that's fulfilled in a single event.
这种渴望只能用一种方式来满足。
It's fulfilled in the coming of someone.
就是借着某人的来临而满足。
And if you turn back to Malachi 3:1, you could see it. It's fulfilling in the coming of the Lord Himself.
如果我们看马拉基书三章一节的话，就可以知道，就是来的人就是主自己。
The Lord Himself comes. Jesus, the Son of God, comes.
神自己来临了。神的儿子基督耶稣来临。
And I want to talk a little bit about those needs that you'll see there, but it might be easy to miss.
我要稍微讲一下我们这些需求，大家这样看可能有时候会忽略掉。
Jesus coming fulfills four different needs.
耶稣他来临满足了四种需求。
The first one you can see in verse 1.
第一种在第一节里面可以看得出来。
And I mentioned it a little bit. Basically, using one word, you could say it's justice.
用一句话来总括就是公义。
We have a need for justice to happen.
我们都需要公义来实现。
Now, all of you have had something bad happen to you.
大家过去都有经历一些不好的事。
Something bad that someone else did to you.
可能是别人伤害你。
And there's probably some times when that person was never punished for what they did.
有可能这个人伤害你，可是却从来没有被惩罚。
Maybe it's something in your childhood.
可能是你童年的时候受创。
Maybe it's something in your business.
做生意被人家骗。
Or something the government did, or someone in your family did to you.
可能政府或者你的家人伤害你。
But there's a lot of undealt with injustice in the world.
可是世界上不公义的事情太多了，而且公义都没有实现。
And that's part of sin's curse on the world.
这就是罪带给世界的诅咒之一。
Sin's curse is on the body, of course.
当然，罪的诅咒也在我们的身体上。
You know, all those sicknesses we mentioned in our prayer time.
我们祷告的时候，我们有提到有些人生病了。
But it's also on the soul and on the way we treat each other.
可是罪的诅咒也在我们的灵魂里，在我们对待彼此的方式里。
And you just can never get complete justice in this world right now.
现在我们再怎么样也没办法让公义在世上实现完全实现。
Now, Bill Gates is the richest man in the world. Right? Am I right about that?
比尔盖茨应该是现在世界上最有钱的人吧。
Now, he lives in probably one of the most just countries in the world, the United States.
他住在美国，美国已经算是世界上最公义的国家之一了。
It's at least one of the most just. And even for him,With all his money, he can't pay good lawyers and get justice for every single thing that's happened to him.
可是就算他这么有钱，他也没办法，因为请了好律师，就让他过去发生在他身上的坏事，每一件事情都得到公义的满足。
Now, I really realized this last year when I was back in the U.S. in Alabama.
我去年回阿拉巴马州的时候才注意到原来是这样子的。
I was called up for jury duty.
那时候我去陪审，当陪审团的团员。
And actually, I was called up for grand jury duty.
事实上，我去参加陪审团还是大陪审团哦。
A jury will look at one case and determine guilty or innocent.
陪审员的功用就是你去看这个案件，然后自己你决定说他是 正确的还是错误的。
But a grand jury looks at hundreds of cases and determine, is there enough evidence? Is there a right to prosecute?
可是你如果是在大陪审团里面的大陪审团员，你要看的案件就有好几百件。
We saw some horrible things, just horrible what people do to each other.
我们看到那些案件，有些真的是很可怕，人彼此伤害得很严重。
And we got to, we personally as grand jurors got to ask questions to the people accused and also to the victims and what had happened.
那我们做大陪审团员的任务之一，就是要去问原告和被告他们的情况，他们有什么话要讲。
But there were some things that we knew were definitely wrong, but at the end we had to vote, you cannot go to trial.
有些事情我们有些案件我们明明知道说是错的，可是到最后判决的时候我们却不能说哦这个人必须被判刑。
There's some things the government for various reasons we knew could not prosecute.
因为政府我们知道就是因为某些一些特定的原因没有办法去追溯这些人的罪。
So for those things, when is justice going to happen?
如果是这样子的话，那怎么样才能够维持公义呢？
You have to wait for it.
我们必须等待。
Everyone has to wait for it.
每个人都要等待。
That's the first thing you wait for and long for.
这是我们期待的第一件事。
The second's kind of related to justice.
第二件事跟公义也是有关。
Jesus coming brings healing.
耶稣来临，他带来医治。
You know, verse 2, but for you, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings.
第二节这边说，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。
You know the curse of the body, you need physical healing.
我们知道我们身体受了诅咒，我们身体也需要医治。
But that curse of sin also affects your emotions and your mind and your heart.
可是罪的诅咒也影响了你的情感，你的心智。
Emotions need healing.
我们的情感也需要医治。
And hearts need healing.
心也是。
You need healing.
你也需要医治。
And related to this, look at verse 4.
那我们看一下第四节，跟我们之前讲的有关。
There will be restored relationships.
神会恢复他和我们的关系。
Because our relationships even need healing.
我们和人的关系和神的关系都需要医治。
Sometimes even when we're not trying, somehow there's something that comes between us and another person. And we can't fix it.
有时候就是会有一些事情来阻断你和别人的关系，那你没有办法去修复这样的关系。
And it talks about the prophet Elijah coming will have that effect on people.
这边提到说，先知以利亚来的时候，再来的时候，他就会修复人的关系。
He'll cause restored relationships.
他会帮助人恢复关系。
But how much more on the day of the Lord?
那我们再想想看，那在主的日子会有多么多更多的修复关系呢？
The third thing is freedom.
第三件事就是自由。
You might not know it, but you long for freedom too.
可能大家心里面不自觉，可是事实上我们都很期待自由。
Now there are many people who are descendants of slaves.
有些人是奴隶的后代。
Doesn't matter what race you are, sometime in the world, probably some of your ancestors were slaves.
不管你是什么族裔、什么种族，可能过去历史上，你的祖先都有可能某一段时间做过奴隶。
And one time, people in East Asia, everybody was a slave.
曾经有一段时间，几乎东亚的每一个人都变成奴隶。
They were in a sense a slave to an emperor who had absolute power.
那时候在东亚还有皇帝，有绝对的权力，每个人对他来讲都是奴隶。
And if he didn't like the look of you, he could just kill you.
如果他如果看你不高兴，他就可以把你杀了。
So.All of your ancestors knew about what slavery meant, I think.
所以我们的祖先都知道做奴隶是什么感觉。
But even now, we're in a position of slavery until Jesus enters our hearts.
可是即使是我们现在，我们也活得像奴隶一样，在耶稣来临之前，我们都是像奴隶一样。
We're slaves to sin.
我们是罪的奴隶。
And I don't have time to get into that, but there's a healing that comes that brings freedom from that slavery to sin.
可是可是主来可以让可以给我们自由，把我们从罪中释放出来。
Now look at verse 4 and 5.
我们看一下第四跟第五节。
The last longing is maybe hard to see.
最后一个渴望可能不太容易看得出来。
It says, remember the covenants.
主在这边说你要纪念我的律法。
What does that talk about?
他这边的律法指的是什么？
It talks about a relationship with God.
他其实这边讲的就是谈到是神跟人的关系。
If you read in the Old Testament, it always talks about God saying, I will be your God and you will be my people.
如果我们读旧约的话，常常可以读到这句话，就是神说，我是你的神，你们是我的子民。
And, it came with the Israelites through the law that came at Horeb with Moses.
摩西他去何烈山上领十诫的时候，神也说了这句话。
So this passage reminds us to long for a relationship with God.
所以这段经文，这个经节告诉我们，我们要渴望和神的关系。
There's an expression that sailors have.
Sailors.
Sailors.
那个航海的那个水手渔夫，他们常常讲一句话。
I think it holds true when you're in the ocean, except for when there's a typhoon.
如果你出海的话，你就会体验到这句话是真的，除非说你出海的时候刚好有台风、下大雨等等。
Because the expression is water, water everywhere, and not a drop to drink.
他们常说水到处都是水，可是没有一滴是我们喝得下去的。
Of course, with the typhoon, the water coming down from above is drinkable.
不过你如果刚好遇到台风的话，那个大雨下下来，你就有淡水可以喝了。
But if you're out in the ocean and you didn't bring fresh water with you, there's all that water around, and it can't help you, and it can't quench your thirst.
可是你如果出海忘记带淡水，虽然你在大海里面到处都是水，可是那些水你不能喝，可能就很渴。
And you'd be dying of thirst.
你可能会渴死。
And that's just like us in God, in our relationship with Him.
我们跟神的关系里面，我们也像那些快渴死的人。
God is everywhere, and we need Him as our Creator.
神他充满各地，那我们也要认识到神是我们的创造者。
And we need Him for our life.
我们生命要仰赖他。
But because of sin, we're dying of thirst. We can't have access to God.
可是因为我们的罪，我们就像快渴死的人，因为我们没办法去接触到神。
We need that relationship, but we can't get it.
我们需要跟他的关系，可是却没办法自己得到。
Even though God's everywhere.
虽然说神他充满各处。
So we need our sins to be dealt with.
所以我们就必须处理罪的问题。
So all these four longings come together with that coming of the person.
那主再来的时候，他就会满足这四个渴望。
We need, we sang the song, O come Emmanuel. We need Emmanuel, which means God with us.
我们刚刚唱的一首歌是以马内利来临，我们就是需要以马内利的来临。
We need the one named Emmanuel, we need Jesus.
我们需要那称为以马内利的耶稣来临。
And only in Christ can you and I be reconciled to God.
只有在基督里我们才能够跟神和好。
So the day of the Lord is coming.
所以主的日子即将来临。
The beginning of that day started when Jesus came his first time.
基督第一次，耶稣第一次来临的时候，主的日子已经开始来到。
But the final will not be there until Jesus comes again.
可是要我们要是等到耶稣第二次再来的时候，神的日子才会完全临到。
So do you remember the two kind of people that are facing that day?
大家没有注意到那天来临的时候，地上我们世界上会有哪两种人呢？
Verse 1, for the arrogant and evil doer, it'll be a terrible day.
第一种人就是那些狂傲和行恶的人，对他们这些人来讲，主的日子会很可怕。
Now what I say here is similar to what I mentioned last week.
我在这边接下来要讲的跟我上礼拜讲的有点类似。
Now, if you have a classroom and the teacher goes out, that's when the troublemakers start to have fun.
你如果在学校上课的时候，老师刚好出去一下，班上那些调皮捣蛋的就开始闹。
But as soon as you see the shadow of feet under the crack in the door, that's when some people are rejoicing and other people are dreading.
可是你如果看到那个老师的脚步声近了，班上会有两种人，一种人怕得要死，一种人会很高兴。
So I want to ask you, are you part of the wicked that day?
所以我要问大家，在主日来临的时候，你会是属于那个行恶那一群人吗？
It describes them as arrogant.
这边呢，对他们的描述是说他们是狂傲的。
Why are they arrogant?
为什么说他们是狂傲呢？
Because basically, the wicked basically say, I do not need God.
因为那些行恶的人，他们基本上就是说，我不需要神。
They're dying of thirst, but they say, I'm not thirsty.
他们已经快渴死了，可是却不承认他们很渴。
They say, I'm not like a child who needs to ask parents for gifts.
他说，我又不是小孩子，我不用跟我的父母要什么。
They say, I'm not dependent.
他们说我是独立的。
See, they're arrogant because even though they're still dependent, they refuse to admit it.
所以他们狂傲，因为他们虽然需要神，可是却不愿意承认。
So if you're one of those, you're not going to long for the day of the Lord.
所以你如果是像这些，你如果是属于这种人的话，你不会想要，你不会期待主日来临。
And I just want to ask you, don't stay that way.
可是我今天要告诉大家，不要继续这样下去。
Open your eyes.
张开你的双眼。
You need God, and you can get access to God through Christ and what He did.
你需要神，借着基督，你可以接触神。
Now the second group that are going to long for this day and rejoice at its coming are the people who revere my name. It says.
在这边，圣经告诉我们说，那些敬拜主的名的人，他们会非常期待主日来临，在那日他们会非常的喜悦。
Now I have three daughters.
我有三个女儿。
And my daughters love to say my daddy.
我的女儿喜欢说我爸爸怎样怎样。
When I was in Alabama last year, I made a bed, a wooden bed for my grandmother.
我去年在阿拉巴马的时候，帮我的祖母做了一个床架。
And I was out, as I was out in the garage building that bed, I could hear one of my daughters in the house saying, "My daddy's making a bed frame."
我那时候在车库里面做那个床架的时候，我听到我的女儿在房子里面说，我爸爸在做床架。
She really took delight in saying, "My daddy." My daddy.
他很喜欢说我爸爸，我爸爸。
See, she reveres my name.
因为他尊敬我的名。
And that's an example of what it means to revere God's name.
所以尊敬神，崇敬神的名也是一样。
So for you who revere my name, it says in Malachi, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings.
他这边说，敬畏我名的人必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能。
It describes it as sun. S-U-N, not S-O-N.
他说他把公义形容像是日头一样。
It's like light.
就像光一样。
If you're in darkness, you're miserable and you stumble around, but light gives you the truth.
如果你活在黑暗中，你生活很悲惨，你常常会跌倒，可是光它会给你医治。
I'll mention one more metaphor that the Bible talks about this exciting day to come.
我在讲一个圣经里面的一个比喻，他告诉隐喻，他告诉我们主日来的时候会是怎么样。
Verse 2, you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall.
第二节说到，你们必出来跳跃，如圈里的肥犊。
Well, children, you probably have never seen a calf in person. How many of you have seen one in person?
有没有人亲自看过牛犊的？
Okay.
那么多人都看过。
Have you ever raised them on the farm?
有没有人养过牛犊？
Well, I don't know how long you've gotten a chance to look at them or if they were tied up at the time, but everybody knows about children.
不知道说那时候大家看牛犊的时候，他们是被绑在牛圈里面。
Children have a lot of energy.
可是他们就像孩子一样，小孩子精力旺盛。
And when they're confined in a space, they can't sit still.
你把他们叫他们坐好好的，他们还一直动，坐不安，不能安静下来。
And just like that, if you let them go, let them loose, they would be so happy and running and skipping around.
那所以你如果把他们说好，你现在可以到处跑了，他们就很高兴跑跑跳跳的。
Now calves are probably similar when they're tied up in the barn, in a stall.
你把牛绑在牛圈里面，你让他们出来的时候，他们也是一样高兴。
Now imagine doing that, and then the farmer comes, and he opens that door to the stall.
牛圈里面也是一样。那个农场主人他走过来，然后把那个牛圈的门打开的时候，牛就很高兴跑出来。
Now does the calf? Sorry, she's sleepy. Now does the calf then casually stroll out of the stall like he didn't need to have it open in the first place?
农场主人那个牛圈门打开的时候，难道那个牛会很悠闲的这样慢慢走出来吗？
Now, I think like as you start getting older, like if you're in high school, that's what you try to do. You try to keep it looking cool. Like, I don't need anything.
如果你是高中生，你可能就会想要让自己看起来很酷、很悠闲这样子。
But for a calf, that thing's open and the calf is just running out leaping. So happy to be free.
可是他们那些牛犊不会这样子，你一门打开，他们就冲出来，又跳又叫，他们就很高兴。
It's like when you're done with your exams and you're celebrating.
就很像你考完试了出去庆祝一样。
The Bible is trying to say this is how much the Lord's coming means to you and me. This is what we should be longing for.
圣经告诉我们，主日来临的时候，我们也会如此。这就是我们应该期待的日子。
So when will it happen?
那到底什么时候主日会来临呢？
There's a little clue in verse 5. It talks about Elijah coming first.
第五节这边有一个线索，他告诉我们以利亚会先到。
And you know, Jesus said Elijah did come with John the Baptist.
耶稣告诉我们以利亚他有来，他就是施洗约翰。
But it's really weird. It talks about all this excitement at coming on this day, and then it ends kind of strangely.
可是在这边他这么兴奋地告诉我们主日会来临，可是旧约的结束这样结束很奇怪。
It doesn't tell much about when.
因为他没有告诉我们什么时候会来。
It doesn't give a position of stars or something like that.
根本也没有跟我们讲说到底在有什么星象出现的时候这天就会来临。
So, you're thinking about, oh, this is like Christmas Day and all this justice and this healing will be dealt with and you're waiting to hear, okay, when is it going to happen?
所以你就好像在等圣诞节一样，你说哦，这天会有公义，会有自由救赎，可是什么时候会来临呢？
And you know, you get to the last and it saysthe prophet Elijah will come, else I'll strike the land with a curse, and then you flip the page over.
我们看一下他最后这边说，以利亚会来，然后免得主来咒诅遍地，然后我们再翻过去。
It kind of, it's saying something and all of a sudden it just stops. Silence.
可是他讲完这些话以后，我们再翻过去就一片空白了，好像突然间就一片寂静。
It wasn't just a little silence.
而且这个寂静还不是短短的。
This chapter is the last chapter of the last book of the Old Testament.
我们今天看的是旧约里面最后一书的最后一章。
And after that, there was 400 years of silence. No more prophets.
在马拉基书这样讲完之后，有400年完全的沉寂，连一个先知都没有。
400 years before the prophet Elijah came and John the Baptist.To prepare the way for the Lord.
400年之后，先知以利亚才是变成施洗约翰来到世上预备主的道路。
Now, when we're in our English classes or our Chinese literature classes, you're never supposed to have an ending like so abruptly and incomplete, right?
如果你去上中文或者上英国文学课的时候，你上课的结尾，你应该觉得说，怎么会这样突然间中断掉呢？
What a strange ending, but how fitting.
这是一个很奇怪的旧约的结尾，可是我们仔细想一想，这是非常适当的结尾。
That kind of ending is there to make you long for something.
因为这样的结尾，我们才会让我们有那种期待、渴望的心情。
Now, if it said, "Oh, tomorrow it's coming," then it's just kind of like a daily happening. It's nothing special.
如果他在这边告诉我们说明天主就会来了，那没有什么稀奇。
But instead, it's more like an important person coming to speak.
可是这就很像人们在期待一个很重要的人物来演讲一样。
Now, before the person comes in the room, there's a lot of talking and, you know, people are saying, hi, hi, I'm glad you came to this seminar too.
那重要人物来之前，大家都在会场里面讨论就说，哦，我很高兴你来参加这个会了等等。
And then there will be announcement. The president is coming in.
然后就主席司仪宣布说，总统要来了。
And you had heard all this gabbering, and all of a sudden it gets silent.
然后突然间，大家稀稀疏疏的声音就安静下来。
There's silence as that president walks up to the podium to speak.
那总统走到台上来演讲的时候，大家都很安静。
And for the Lord's coming, there wasn't just a little; there was 400 years of silence.
那为了要等主日的来临，我们等的不是只有短短的，我们等了400年。
And that's so appropriate for the Lord of Glory.
我们等的是荣耀之神，所以这段时间的等待是非常恰当的。
Now this very last thing, I know I kept you a long time today.
还有最后一点，我知道今天讲得太长了。
It's really strange how then the New Testament ends.
我们看新约是怎么结尾的，也是非常有意思。
So turn to the last two verses of the last book of the New Testament.
我们来看新约最后一书的最后两节。
Revelations 22, 20, and 21.
启示录22章20到21节。
Now, hopefully from this long sermon you've started longing for your bodies to be free from sickness and decay, and you started longing for your heart to be free and your sin burdened soul to be free.
希望大家听了今天这段很长的讲道之后会开始期待你身体的疾病和腐败会受医治，灵魂会受医治，你的罪的负担可以被移除。
And then let's read together Revelations 22:20-21.
我们大家一起来读20到21节。
English and then Chinese.
先读英文再读中文。
Let's read together. He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。Amen. 主耶稣啊，我愿你来。愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。Amen.
Don't you see what the Bible's teaching?
大家看得出来圣经要教导我们什么吗?
More than anything else in all the world, the most important thing is the coming of the Lord.
主的再来比世上任何一件事情都还要重要。
And the Lord started it 2,000 years ago.
主的日子来临2000年前就开始了。
And now he's making us wait again.
现在他要让我们再度等待。
We're waiting for the final redemption.
我们等待最后的救赎。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Oh Lord, show us our need.
主啊，让我们知道我们的需求。
Fill us with longing.
让我们有渴望的心。
And make us not satisfied with what should not satisfy us.
那些不能满足我们的东西，让我们也不要从中得到满足。
Lord, help us to long for the final redemption.
让我们期待最后的救赎。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We're not going to do question and answer today or next week.
今天和下礼拜没有问答时间。
And I just want to mention next week my sermon is very short.
我要告诉大家下礼拜我的讲道会很短。
We'll do a lot more singing of Christmas carols and I think we even have special music.
我们下礼拜会准备特别的音乐，也会唱圣诞诗歌。
I just want to remind you if you have that welcome card, please fill it out and put it in the back.
如果你手上
有 in the offering box.
有欢迎卡的话，请把它填完放在后面的奉献箱里。
Now I wanted to ask if there are any announcements related to our big outreach next week.
关于下礼拜的布道会，大家有没有特别事项要报告
？Okay, can you? Okay, first announcement: there are flyers.
我们的传单已经做好了，放在后面。
So you can take them.
大家可以拿几张，拿几份。
You can take them and give them to people this week to invite them.
你可以发给你的朋友，邀请他们来。
We have a short worship service and then a long time in the park. We'll sing carols and then there's an evening Christmas dinner.
我们早上会简短讲到，然后唱圣诞诗歌。下午会去大安森林公园唱圣诞诗歌。晚上有一个晚宴。
And you don't have to participate in all of it, but you can.Go to a part if you want to.
大家不一定要从早参加到晚，可是你可以挑个时段来参加。
Any other things?
还有没有其他的事项要报告？传单上面只有去大安森林公园唱诗歌的，没有晚上的晚宴，因为晚宴是我们要邀请我们特别的客人、特别的朋友来吃，所以你要特别跟他们讲。
So if you didn't hear that, the evening is for your specific friends and guests for the dinner, but these flyers are for the general fun in Da An Park.
所以就是晚宴是给特别的朋友、特别的客人邀请来吃的。那张传单上面是大安森林公园的圣诞诗歌。
So just think about it, you know, take it to your work this week or give it to a few friends you have. or some random people you meet in McDonald's.
你可以发给同事、朋友或者麦当劳里面遇到的人。
And then also we'll pass some out, when we first get to the park too.
我们那天到大安森林公园去的时候，我们也会继续发传单。
Okay, I think. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, just briefly, if anyone else is coming or specifically bringing guests for the evening, if you could let me know beforehand, ideally today or just beforehand, that would help because we're going to have tables set up. So it'd be good to know how many tables we need.
如果你有一些人要邀请来的人的话，希望今天以前能够跟我讲，或者最好也是要在当天之前让我知道，因为我们要排桌子，要知道有多少人。
If anyone's offered to bring food, likewise, if you could give me a vague idea what kind of food, just to make sure we're not all bringing bread or all bringing carrots or something.
如果你要带食物来的话，也让我知道你要带什么食物，这样才不会重复带同样的东西。
Yeah, this is why it would help to know numbers. If it turns out we suddenly have like everyone bringing three guests and only five people bringing food, then we'll have to order food. So if you don't want your guests to go home hungry, then make sure you let us know. At least the very, very latest, I would probably say Friday. If you can't reach me, then send Joel an email just to mention if you're bringing a couple of guests.
我们要需要事先知道人数，这样才不会说只有五个人带东西，结果每个人都带了三个朋友来，这样就不够吃了。所以最好还是在礼拜五前跟我讲，如果找不到我的话 ，email 给 Joel。
If anyone doesn't want to cook but would specifically like to help with buying and bringing plastic cutlery, drinks, any of those kinds of things that don't require any specific culinary talents, then please let me know.
如果你不想煮东西的话，那你可以帮我们买纸杯、纸盘那些餐具。
And also, if anyone wants to specifically help with decorations, either buying them or bringing them, I'm getting a couple of things. But if you specifically want to help with that, there's stuff to do there too.
我们也如果想布置帮忙布置会场也可以，我们已经有些布置的材料了，如果你想要特别布置什么你也可以 跟我讲。
I think that's it unless I've forgotten something. Oh, I'm baking on Wednesday and Saturday, so if anyone wants to come to my house to help me bake and bag up cookies, just let me know after the service.
我礼拜三礼拜四要烤饼干，如果你想要帮我烤的话等一下可以跟我讲。
And if you want to go and help Emily or Helen, speak to them.
如果你想要帮 Emily 跟 Helen 准备的话你跟他们讲。
That's it. Okay, thanks.
谢谢。
Won't you stand to receive the Lord's benediction?
请大家站起来接受主的祝福。
And then we'll, after that, we'll pray for the food for lunch.
然后我们会谢饭。
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace.
愿神祝福你，保守你，愿他的脸光照你，让你有平安。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with his people.
愿主的恩惠与我们存在。
Amen, come Lord Jesus.
Amen, 主愿你来。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we just thank you so much.
主我们这么感，我们非常的感谢你。
We thank you for taking care of us.
感谢你照顾我们。
We thank you for bringing aboutan end that will deal with all the things that have not been dealt with.
感谢你会有主日来临，在那日所有一切没有适当处理的都会一切处理得很好。
Lord, we pray you bless our fellowship as we eat our food and thank you for the food and those who prepared it.
我们接下来准备吃饭的时候愿你保守我们的团契。
In Jesus' name.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.